Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening and welcome to Corner's Corner. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. How are you?
I can barely hear you, man.
Barely hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I had to turn my headset up, but I can hear you. I can hear you. What happened? Did you get kicked off?
Yeah, I was in there. And then
I seen you disappear. But anyway, we're doing this show this evening because you wanted to do a show. So here we are. We can talk about, I guess, how we approach our doctors on the first visit. So I will let you start off on this, since something that you wanted to do, and I'll follow through or follow with you. We've done this a few times. We've done shows on this, but it's been some time, and it's something that we need to do a lot of. There's no doubt we need to continue doing this because I don't think people are quite understanding what needs to be done. So with that, you go ahead and take off, my friend.
And that being said, I think it's also important that go into the doctor, know what you're going to go in there for, make sure you research it some. That way you're not getting pushed around by the doctors. I think it was yesterday, I was talking to a lady that everything that she has and all the other things going on with her, it sounds like she's got CRPS. And when she went into the doctor had no clue of what she was talking about. And, you know, the doctor has never heard of this. Right. So thankfully, she did get a second opinion. She was able to go to another doctor for a second opinion, and they are now doing some tests, but the doctor is almost 90% sure that that's what it is.
Right. That's good. Well, you know, it is very important. I made a post about this either earlier today or the other day. When we go to our doctors, especially our pain management doctors, there's a way to talk to them and explain our pain without going in. You don't want to over dramatize it, if that makes sense. Yes, it's a serious issue. Yes, we don't feel good very much of the time, but we have to be careful how we approach the doctors with our disorder, because they are so used to people coming in just to get pain medication. Okay. You got to understand their point of view as well. And they don't know us. We don't know them. So we have to have a good rapport with them. We have to sit down. We have to bring them some medical records of our own, bring copies of things, you know, and sit down and go over it with them. They don't have a lot of time, but a good doctor will make time for you. A good doctor will make time for you. I've had it happen to me several times. So it's very important to start off on the good foot with the doctor. Definitely don't want to go in yelling and screaming and cussing at him, because you won't get very far. So yeah, that's the key. And it's unfortunate that it's up to us, but we are the ones that have to better educate the doctors right now until something else comes down the road, until they start teaching them in medical school. Because they don't teach chronic pain in med school, or not very much of it anyway. And I got a friend that's been a nurse for 30 plus years, never heard of it. So it's not well known in the doctors and nurses and stuff, you know. And it's something go ahead.
Yeah, it is something that is definitely not very well known.
know.
Mm-hmm. And we just have to keep, you know, raising awareness and keep finding things and information and giving it to the doctors, you know, when we can. I mean, that's how it works. A lot of people, you know, they get upset. Well, I don't think that's fair. We shouldn't have to do. Look, it's not a question of what's right and what's wrong. It's a question of what we have to do. I mean, if right. we want to be treated decently by doctors, then we're going to make sure that doctor has all the information about our disorder that we can give them. It's that simple. A lot of people don't like it because they say, well, we shouldn't have to be the ones to do it. You're right. We shouldn't. But guess what? We do. Get over it. I mean, you know, we got to do it. And, you know, I seen something today on a local news. They're really, really close with cancer. They got something worked out with it. I mean, they're right down to it with cancer. With a cure, I guess, something along them lines. I seen part of it on TV. I'm like, it's about time. Been fighting for how many years for cancer? Many. So
right.
Yeah.
The only thing is with that is Big Pharma gonna let it happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's always the big question. It's the same with our conditions. It's the same thing. Big pharmacy. They're gonna lose right. money. They're not gonna do it. They just won't. So yeah, it's rough, man. It's very rough. You know, I sent you that thing today. I gotta find it now. I don't remember what it was. Jenna sent it to me. What is floating? I haven't had a chance to read up on it yet. I thought it's something you might want to look at, maybe put in the newsletter, along with the red light therapy. She said it was really, people were really big into that. And I'd never heard of it again or heard of it before. I've heard of the red light therapy, but I haven't heard of this other stuff. But she said that a lot of people are using it for CRPS. So that's something that we might want to do. And also, while I'm kind of off track here, like I usually get, Thursday night, Amber Rose is going to be on with us again Thursday night, talking about how bee venom helps with, you know, all these different disorders and going into some more in-depth stuff. So it's going to be really interesting Thursday night. And as right. you can see, I changed the logo. It looks yes, one I way, love it. And then when you push play, it turns and says corner on Blog Talk Radio. Pretty cool. I like it. Let's see how much trouble I get yeah. for having that. Hey, and nobody I claimed like, it.
I
they
like
can claim
that
it.
When I first seen it, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That I did do. But yeah, you know, I think in my group and also on the website that there is there's information there about doctors, where to find them. I know that. And I believe somewhere in my files in my group, we have something in there. I forget exactly what it is, but something you can explain, you know, help explain to your doctor, you know, what you have. I'll have to look for it. And I find it, I'll put it out on Facebook where people can get it. Cause I don't know. It's in them 200 files I got there somewhere, but
yeah,
you know,
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah. You kids, I'm going to get more of those put on your website. Yeah. There's a bunch of them, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot to do, I know, and I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. I got that one that you downloaded for that stimulator, and I downloaded it in my group. I figured out how to do that. Took me about an hour. Yeah, it's right here. Help with doctors. It did. It took me forever. Help with doctors. It doesn't really say anything there, so I don't know. But we do need to better educate them, and we need to try to come up with a way of coming up with something that we can type up, you know, write up or something, and just be able to send it to people and they could make their own copies. Right. Like a list, well, a list of things.
I'll tell you what I can do is, I know I was not able to get it done Tuesday night, but I will try to write something up and I will put it in the group. That way, if somebody's getting ready to go to the doctor, and you know, you can even use it if you're already in good terms with your doctor and you feel safe with them, you can still bring it in there and say, hey, you know, I got these few questions. You could use it then as well.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. But, it's never too late.
Right. So I will try to get something written up on that over the next day or so. And then anything that we go through tonight, I will also, if it needs to be something pulled out and put on Facebook, I will try to get that put on Facebook as well.
Okay. It works. Yeah, I think it's just basically, it's a lot of common sense. There's really nothing that you really need to, you know, people need to really go crazy with. First and foremost, if they're looking for a doctor for their chronic pain disorder, you always want to ask, and asking up front is not always the best thing, but sometimes you get a good answer. You always want to ask if that doctor practices or knows about your disorder. That's very key. And just because they don't doesn't mean you can't have a good rapport with that doctor. It just means you got a little bit of work to do. That's all that means. Exactly. Yeah. And the red light therapy works.
You know, I was reading up a little bit on that today. And it sounds like, now it may not be as effective, but it's, from what I was reading, you can go out to Walmart and you can buy one of them red colored lights. And you can run that up and down whatever is affected. I mean, don't put it on your skin, obviously, because for one, it's going to get a burn. But they say that it's not ineffective, but it's not as effective as the ones that you buy off the internet.
You know,
so somebody that was wanting something like that and may not have the money to afford it, you can go that route too.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's really neat, man. It's amazing how this stuff really works. You know, a red light. I would have never thought of that. I mean, I've heard of it, you know, for quite some time. I just never really realized it did that much stuff until my wife come home and told me yesterday or the other day, and I started researching it more, and I got that website. I'm like, wow, really, this stuff does a lot. I mean,
right. You and I talked about that on the phone the other day. I'd never heard of it until then.
Yeah. And it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, and that's just, you know, that's another thing we can do. I mean, we've got that. We have the bee venom therapy. We have this new stuff that we were talking about. Well, I can't even remember the name of it, whatever it is. That's something new that I don't know anything about. What is floating? I don't know anything about it. It looks like it's some kind of yoga type stuff. Now, I don't want to say really yoga, but something that does something with your mind. So, I mean, really looks interesting. So I'm eager to get into that.
Yeah, I haven't had time to really read over it today. You know, I've been watching the game, and congrats to your Seminoles as well.
Oh yeah, rock on! Yeah, I don't know if you watched any of that game. The third quarter, they give away that touchdown. That guy was wide open, dude. The defense was like eating lunch or something. I'm like, really, guys? You really let them score 6 points? They could have stopped that. That was kind of embarrassing. Right. But they, you know, I mean, that team was way outnumbered from the get go. But they hung tough there for a while. And then I see Ohio State was in a rain delay for a while. Did they ever finish up?
Yeah, they actually about 5 minutes ago just finished.
Yeah, that was kind of a closer game. I watched a little bit of it. I wasn't sure who was going to take that one there for a while. And Ohio State started.
They're towards the end. I mean, it was like I didn't see the final score on it because I jumped on the computer, but it was Last time I looked, it was 42-3.
Oh, really? Last night I see it was 20-3 or 27-3. See, it took them a while to get done. But I tell you what, these little underdog teams is the one that'll whoop them, man. They'll beat these high-ranked teams, these good, powerful teams. They whip them quick.
Right. Well, I mean, look at last weekend. You had a bunch of upsets that, I mean, even really surprised me.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's going to be an interesting football season. There's some good teams out there this year.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's going to be real interesting. But, you know, we – you know, the best thing I can say, and I've had great experiences with my doctors in the past, and I've always been upfront with them and honest with them. I've always, you know, told them what was working for me and what wasn't working for me. I wasn't scared to tell them the medicine was too high or not high enough. That's what we have to do. We have to tell them things because, you know, doctors treat people off their symptoms more than anything. And people don't want to understand that. And you go in and tell them, oh, I'm having chronic pain. They're going to be okay. And your point is, you know, you have to tell them what's hurting you, how it's hurting you, what you think that will help you. Because nobody knows our body better than we do, you know? And that's where people have to go with this stuff. I mean, you can't, you know, you don't want to go in there and say, oh, well, I need Percocet 40s or 30s or whatever, and expect them to give it to you. That's not probably going to work out in your favor. But if you tell them, yes, I've taking this and taking that, this seems to work better than that, the doctor's going to tend to listen to you a little bit. You know, you gotta be, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. Doctors are very particular. They're very strange, really. You have to approach them in a certain kind of way in order to get things done that you want done or even should be done. I mean, I've had a doctor, throw my paperwork at me and told me to get the hell out of his office because I refused to get injections. Well, let me tell you something. Injections and CRPS do not go together, okay? They don't. I mean, it's simple.
No.
It makes it worse. And I don't know anybody that's gotten injections with CRPS and felt better. It might work temporarily, but it doesn't work for a long time. And it can cause the CRPS to spread, as we all know. One thing I think that people need to take into mind, I think if people are so worried about the CRPS spreading, and I want people to understand what I'm about to say, it can spread on its own, okay? We don't have to be poked with needles or anything else for it to spread. It can do it very much on its own. But, you know, getting the needles and stuff can cause it to spread faster, so they say. So, I mean, we have to weigh out our options. And do we really want to hurt this bad? Or do we want to try to feel a little bit better and have a little bit of our life back? Well, me, it's an easy choice. I want to have as much of my life back as possible. I'm still young. I'm old, but I'm younger. I'm not old. I'm not retirement age. So, you know, I want to be able to have some of my life back, you know? And right. I think people need to make that determination. You know, they got to be the one to make the decision. They want to do something. They need to take it to the doctor and say, okay, this is what I would like to do. Can we do this? Is this possible? Is this going to work? Is this going to make me worse? Ask around. Ask other people. That's a little scary to say that sometimes because people will tell you anything nowadays. But if you find good people that you can trust in groups or friends of friends or something like that, you can ask them people for an opinion. And you know what? Most of them will be honest with you. You know, I would be honest. If somebody asked me, I would be 100% honest with them. You know, if they say, well, does, you know, what's your opinion? Would you prefer a pain pump or a stimulator? I would tell them flat out. I would take a stimulator. Why? Many reasons. You know, so it's right. Just people have to start making their own minds up, man. And we can't do it for them. I mean, we can do radio shows. We can do newsletters. We can do TV shows. I mean, we can do anything. It's not going to change people. People have to change their own minds. They have to open up their minds and say, okay, this is something that I would like to try to see if it helps. And again, right. Most times I feel like the doctor is going to agree with them. I mean, I know there's some not so good doctors out there. They're everywhere. And I understand that, but I'm talking from experience. When you talk to a doctor, you sit down and talk to them and tell them how things is going in your life and the problems that you're having physically, mentally, pain, you name it. That doctor tends to listen to you and say, you know, this is what we can do. That, you know, we can try this. We can try that. Yes, it's a lot of it's trial and error. But that's the way chronic pain is right now. I mean, there's no cures. So we have to, you know, be treated for it. So, I mean, right. People just go, huh?
No, go ahead, Dan.
I said, people just have to understand that they've got to open up their minds to different options. It, you know, I see so much about the pain medication. Again, it's not just about pain medication. There's a lot of other things that people can do to help with their pain besides medication. Yeah, they probably still need the medication, but that's not going to be the number one thing. You know, we've done several shows on this and talked about this many times, and I've made many enemies over this. But
right,
you know, I mean, the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, that's about all right. I got to say. You know, it's not just about the medication, and you know, it's unfortunate that we have to have it, but it is what it is. But people need to come out of their shells, come out of their corner, start talking to people, start realizing there's other options out here. And yes, we can do things. We can make things happen. We need to talk to our doctors. We need to give them better explanation. I don't know. You know, it's.
Go ahead. Right. And, you know, and the other thing is just make sure that you're not like hopping from doctor to doctor, you know. They start to catch on to that after a while, you know. That's a big thing.
Yeah, but you know, if I believe in this, Brian, and I agree with what you're saying. And it does leave a bad track record. But if you're not getting the proper treatment at your doctor, me personally, I wouldn't stay there. I'd go on to another doctor, and I'd tell that doctor, hey, that's what I told my doctors. Hey, you know, I wasn't getting treated fairly here. You know, they're trying to dope me up and do this and do that, and that's not what I want. I want to be able to try to live a halfway normal life. I understand I can't live a normal life anymore because of what I have. But, yes, we can make it a little bit better, and I know we can. And that's what me and my doctor have been doing the last few months. And granted, I've had a bad week or so. We're all going to have those. You know, I'm not going to tell nobody that I haven't hurt since I started this new medication. That's a lie. I want people to know and see the truth. You know, and that's the way we need to be with each other. Doctors, you name it. We need to be that way. We need for them to see. When I go to my pain management doctor and I'm having a good day, I'm not scared to tell him I'm having a good day. Because that's what he's been working on is trying to get me to have a good day and have more good days.
Right.
And, you know, people say, well, if you, I tell my doctor I'm having a good day, he takes my medication away. No, they shouldn't be taking your medication away. They might be taking cutting it down because maybe you're taking too much, you know? My doctor leaves my medication alone, man. You know, when I go back next month, because I don't go back every 2 months now, when I go back, I'm probably going to have him up it to the next level because it's not as strong as it should be. It should be just a little bit stronger, not too much, because then I'll be over the edge, and I don't want that. But I've been having some pretty consistent pain here the last few weeks, so it probably needs to be up just a little bit because I'm on the lowest dose to start with. So, I mean, that's trial and error with medication. You start out low and work your way up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but, exactly.
You know, people just need to people need to get a grip, brother. I mean, that's all there is to it. They need to, you know, to understand. I mean, I haven't seen as much negative talk about doctors lately as I was seeing there for a while. But people need to understand, you can't blame it all on the doctors. I mean, yeah, the doctors have their faults, okay? And I'm not saying this because I have doctors on my Facebook. I'm just being honest. You can't blame all doctors because not all doctors are bad. And if a doctor doesn't know about your disorder, how can you say it's their fault? They wasn't taught that. You know? So, I mean, that's right. Something that people need to kind of back off of doctors a little bit about because they've been really riding right. Their case pretty hard about it, and I don't think it's fair.
No, it's not. And some, you know, sometimes people need to stop and understand, you know, doctors are human, you know, they're not mm-hmm. a machine.
Sure.
You know.
And they have all this stuff crammed in their heads anyway, and then you have somebody blow up at them because they don't know about CRPS. Are you kidding me? I mean,
right.
Give them a chance. Give them a chance. You know, give them a chance. That's why I say if you go in and sit down and talk to them and you be honest with them, most doctors will learn from you. They're willing to learn from you. Some doctors got that attitude, you can't tell me anything. I have a private doctor, like a primary care doctor like that. He thinks he knows everything, but he doesn't know about CRPS. So I have one up on him. I done told him, just shut your mouth and know your role. I know about CRPS and you don't, so I got one on you. Big deal. I'll help you understand it, but don't try to treat me like I'm some kind of piece of crap because that ain't going to work. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, there's some ungrateful individuals out there, doctors. Hold on, I got somebody calling in. I ain't even answered it. Hello, and welcome to Coiner's Corner.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What is going on?
It's Wendy. I just wanted to kind of touch base as far as doctors go, not so much as pain management doctors, but primary care doctors. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because, is because of the simple fact that I have brought up to my primary care doctor several times about my stomach possibly going into paralysis at times because, mm-hmm. like, for the past month, the only thing I've been able to eat is, like, bread, crackers, drink tea, baked potatoes, and mm-hmm. I stay extremely nauseous. You know, really weak. I stand up and the room gets black, you know, and I've brought things up to him. I've brought information to him. I've done everything and he still will not refer me to a gastroenterologist or even take into consideration that it may be related to the CRPS.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's very frustrating.
Sure it is. You know, we like I said a minute ago, not all doctors are on board, okay? They should listen to the patient. They should listen to any of us, because we tend to know our bodies a little bit more than they do. And, you know, it could be a number of things. It could be ulcers. It could be part of CRPS. It could be this. It could be, there's a lot of things it could be. So the smart thing to do for the doctor is to refer you out, so you can see what the problem is. When you deal with a doctor like that, and I don't even know the doctor, it does make it very difficult. It makes it very difficult because we know that something is not right. Okay. We know about the CRPS or Lyme or whatever, but we also know that we're having different issues. Like myself, I had this issue on my stomach, and first they said it was pancreatitis. Well, then I went to the stomach doctor, and they did the scope down your throat, and I had like 12 to 15 ulcers. Small ones, but I had like 12 to 15 of them. So they put me on a medicine for that. You know, and it's helped that problem.
See, that's the thing, though, with me. They've done the scope twice. They've done a colonoscopy once. Mm-hmm. And the first scope they did, the night before, I ate a light dinner. I ate just like some noodles with like garlic salt and some like oregano and Italian seasoning, you know, just something light and some mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And 13 hours later, whenever they went in and they did the scope, I still had food in my stomach.
Hmm. Wow. I don't know if that's going on,
you know, it's just so frustrating because I feel like, you know, I just want to grab him up sometimes and say, are you listening to what I'm trying to tell you? You have proof in front of you that there's something that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's hard to find a doctor to listen.
Yes, it is. It is hard. There's no doubt. Is there... I don't really know. I'm trying to think. And you've taken information to them and everything else, and they just don't want to hear what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just, it makes it very hard when you run into that problem. And those people, those doctors are out there. I mean, so I was talking about a minute ago. They're out there. There's no doubt about them. I really don't know what to tell you, honestly. I really don't. Keep trying. I mean, but that gets frustrating as all hell too.
I'm about at the point now where I was before, where I wound up in the hospital for 5 days.
Right. Is there, maybe you could go to the ER and maybe they could do it that way.
They've not done anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that problem myself.
You know, go to the ER and sit for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, and then they tell you, oh, well, you've just got a stomach virus. You'll be better in a couple of days. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
It's been almost a month now, and I'm still not better. So, obviously, it's not just a stomach virus.
Right. Can you go to the stomach doctor without a referral? You got to have the referral.
I have to have a referral.
Well, your only other option is, and I don't want to say this because it just added more fuel to the fire, but the only thing I can think of is another primary doctor that will, you know, changing primary doctors is not like changing pain management doctors to me. Pain management doctors is one you really don't want to change too much because then they start looking, they're shopping for pain management doctors. A primary care doctor is different. Right. I mean, you know, I'd fire a primary care doctor in a heartbeat. I don't even care. They do what I want done, or I go somewhere else.
Right.
You know, that might be something you have to do. I don't really want to say that, but if you can't get anywhere with this doctor and this issue is not going away, there's a problem. There's something going on. Now, if it's minor or major, that I don't know. But there is... you're not getting better, so there's something going on. And as far as I understand, and I might be wrong, and if I'm wrong, somebody can correct me. I don't have a problem being corrected if I'm wrong. With CRPS, if it gets into your organs, it's really hard for them to tell that, that's what it is, because CRPS really doesn't, it doesn't show itself. It's not trackable like, you know, the flu or kidney problems or kidney disease or something like that. CRPS is very hard to find when it's in the organs. It's very hard.
Right.
And it can happen. It doesn't happen, I don't think, all that much from the statistics, but it, you know, it can happen. And when it does, I mean, it's not good. And I'm not.
See, I've been dealing with CRPS since 1988.
So you know about CRPS.
So, yeah.
You know what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. You know, I've been, the ringer and back with it. So, yeah.
Right. Right. I mean, there's a good chance that it's not the CRPS, but what would it be? I mean, that's the problem. And you've got to be able to get to a doctor that can tell you what it is. I mean, I don't understand doctors. I really don't. Why they got to be such hard-nosed individuals? And can they say, okay, there's a problem. We need to get it fixed. We need to find out what the problem is and get it fixed. But
right.
I don't know, honey. I wish I knew what to tell you. I really wish I could give you better information. Just don't.
It's okay. I understand. But, I mean, I just I know it's kind of a little off the subject as far as pain management now. I mean, matter of fact, right now I have two different pain management doctors. I have one for the CRPS, and then I have one for where I had to have a neck fusion in my neck.
Right.
So, and I actually think the CRPS has moved up into my neck from where I had to have that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But the CRPS is originally from a workman's comp case.
Right.
And workman's comp is not going to do any more than what they have to.
No, right. You're absolutely right on that. The thing with CRPS that a lot of people, I think they misunderstand. CRPS travels north and south, up and down in the body the most. It does cross the body from side to side, and it does affect organs. Those are not, it doesn't do that as much as it does going north and south. There's also four stages of CRPS, and not too many people get stage four. It's usually stage two. Some people get stage three. Very few get stage four. So having it as long as you have, it's a very, you know, I don't want to say it. It could be the CRPS. I'm not a doctor, but you need to try to find a way. You need to try to find a way to get to a stomach doctor. If the scopes are not showing anything, then CRPS could be the monster. I mean, because if it would be ulcers or something wrong with your stomach or intestines or something, them scopes would have picked that up. I mean, that's what they're for. So, yeah, it definitely could be the CRPS messing with the organs. I mean, I hate to say that to you. I really do. That's not good news. You call in to talk.
Believe me, it's not something I haven't even thought about.
But, you know, I mean, I try to be honest and make sense of things. It doesn't mean it's CRPS by no means, but it just, the chances are a little bit greater that the scope's not coming up with anything else. But, you know, that's funny because even though I had the scopes and I have the ulcers, if I don't take my ulcer medicine every morning, I usually don't go to the bathroom that day if I don't take that pill. So, it's, you know, I'm a little worried about that, too. I don't see how that's helping things out any, but, you know, that's something that I got to get checked out with my doctor when I go back. So, yeah, this stuff is nasty. It really is. And, you know, I think people kind of take it for granted. They think, oh, it's just all pain. No, CRPS is not all about the pain. I mean, the pain comes with the CRPS, of course. But you can have problems like with your insides, and that will feel, because see, I burn from the inside out. When I get hot, like I am right now, I'm absolutely burning on the inside. My whole body's burning on the inside. I know people that it does that too. Some people it doesn't do that too. You know,
same thing you were talking about earlier. I will be burning up 1 minute and then I'll be freezing the next.
Yeah. And I feel that is full body CRPS to me. The reason I say that is because this past year is when this all started to happen to me. 2 years prior, it was just my arm. See what I'm saying? In my hand. Now it's moved to my legs. I can feel it. My left leg is so cold to the touch most of the time, but yet there's times that I am absolutely sweating my ass off in the AC, in front of a fan, and I'm still sweating. And then I'll get so cold, I got to cover up.
That's exactly the way I've been this past 3 weeks.
Yep.
So that's another reason why I kind of feel like it's all related to the CRPS.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would. I don't want to. I wish it wasn't that, but it's kind of what it sounds like to me. Again, you know, they do the scopes and stuff and didn't find anything. I would say CRPS if I had to say what I thought it could be. That's what I would say. And damn, that's just not good. I mean, it's not. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
No, it's okay. You know, that's why I called in. It was just to kind of hear somebody else's thoughts on it as well. You know, I mean, it's a really scary thought and a really scary feeling, to be honest with you.
Sure it is. Oh, yeah. No, I know. I'm going through it myself. I know. And, you know, I keep fighting. I keep pushing. I have to rest, just like we all do. Brian knows these days that you just can't do anything. We all know that.
Right.
And but I will tell you that determination and strength goes a very long ways. Excuse me.
Oh, CRPS. Yeah, because back in 88, whenever I was diagnosed with it, I was the first person ever diagnosed with it in Tennessee from the waist down. It started out in my left knee.
Yep.
And it's gone from my left knee up into my hips, down into my right leg, into my lower back. And now, like I say, I think it's gone up into my spine and into my neck, along with now I think it's going internal.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's terrible. And then you try to run groups and try to do the things that you've been doing. it makes it even harder, you know?
It does. But, you know, part of the reason I do that, though, is to try to take my mind off of it and to keep me busy so that my mind is not so much on the pain and what I'm going through and what I'm dealing with, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
like, why are you taking on more stress? And I'm like, you don't get it. You're telling me to do stuff to try to take my mind off of it. Well, I feel like if I do this, maybe I'm helping somebody else in some way. And that's taking my mind off of me at the moment. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, it does. It does. Just don't let it stress you out. That's the big thing. Don't let it get to when it starts bothering you. When it starts bothering you, get away from it. Don't do like me. I've stuck with it, and it's almost pushed me over the edge a few times. And then I get Brian. Well, that, wants to do a show on a Saturday. I'm like, really, Brian? Really? Really, man? like I don't do enough during the week. Now you got me doing Saturdays.
Come on now, Brian. Give me my break. Come on.
I know, but you know.
I told him, I said, but these guys, are all we've done these shows. You've missed them all. I've done all these already. Right. Nah, well, I'll do them.
Anything. I know y'all do it to help people, and if there's anything at all that I can do to help, please don't hesitate to let me know.
Oh no, we will. We appreciate it, Wendy. And we were the other night, me and Brian were just talking about your quilt thing that you got going on. We're going to do. We were talking about that the other night. So no, we try to, you know, help people if we can, when we can.
Right.
You know, we're in it for the same reason. We're in it to help others. We're not here to make a dime from nobody. You know, the money that went to my show, I paid about 3 or 4 months up. So, I mean, that all went to my shows. I mean, you know, I'm not here to make money from anybody. I struggle. The shows, it does take away from my family now because everything's so expensive. But, you know, it all goes back in. And that's why I always tell people, if somebody wants to do a show or they want a show about a certain thing, write me and tell me. You know, I had a anonymous donor donate $80 to my show. Don't even know who she is. I know her name, but I've never talked to her. Dropped $80 in there one night. And I'm like, wow, really? Thank you. You know, I mean, yeah. Money's tight for people, and I get it. Me and Brian both get it. We understand. That's why, you know, I've had people say, well, you charge for your show. No, I don't. My show is 100% free. What I asked for was donations to keep my show going. And, you know, some people gonna get stupid. You just can't fix stupid. So, you know, but no, you know, even the people that, you know, the people that donated, I've always said thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really mean that. And the people that didn't donate, I'm not mad. I understand. I'm in the same boat, you know. I mean, it's just tough, and I get it. And that's why we do the hour shows. Sometimes they're 2 hours, and, you know, we do it to help people. I mean, that's what it's all about, is just like you calling in. I try my best to help you. It's one of them situations that you kind of get caught in, and there's not really a whole lot you can do, you know?
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It shouldn't have to be that way. The doctor should say, here's the referral. It's no skin off of his teeth at all. He just has to write a referral. You know?
No.
Doesn't hurt anything. So I'd get a little fired up at him if I was you and tell him I want the referral. I wouldn't even ask no more.
I'm going to have to call next week and make an appointment to go in sooner. I've got to where lately I've had to go see so many different doctors. It's like, really, another one? I don't even want to do this anymore.
No, I totally get it. But you can't let it beat you down. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying we can't allow it to beat us down. We got to stay strong. We got to stay focused. We got to push these doctors. And sometimes we just have to be an ass. I'll be honest. There's times we just have to be an ass about it. And we make friends, we lose friends. But, you know, our health is our number one priority. And that's what.
Nobody's going to take better of us than ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes you just have to kind of force them into doing what you need them to do. And, You can do it. Brian, you got anything you want to add? I've left you out. You get quiet on me.
Yeah, he does. No, I noticed that listening earlier.
No, I just didn't want to jump in. You know, like Dan said, Wendy, that's the main thing is you got to take care of you. So even if it is getting a second opinion, you know, just do what you got to do to take care of you.
Right. Well, and that's,
yeah,
you know, that's my intention, is This has definitely been one hellacious road, to use my language, but
no,
you, to be totally honest, it has been. Instead of it getting better, which, like, when they diagnosed me in 88, they told me in 5 minutes I'd be in a wheelchair, and I looked at them and I laughed and I said, "You don't know who you're talking to." I'm still up walking around today, but honestly, with everything that's going on, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to be walking around. But, you know, I've proved my point to them. I'm a fighter. I'm not going to give up on them.
Sure.
Just because you tell me this is what's going to happen, that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. You know. So,
yeah, that's... that...
But I do appreciate both you guys and everything that y'all are doing for everybody.
You're welcome. You're most welcome.
I mean, y'all just don't know how much I appreciate it. And I appreciate y'all mentioning the quilt situation or the quilt idea that we had. To be honest with you, I don't know what's going on exactly with my group, to be honest with you, because I do have several members in it. But it seems like there are only just those few that there's always the communication between and nobody else wants to do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know.
About it.
Well,
I got
Brendan
nine.
I talked to him. Go ahead.
I got 997 members in my group. You know how many people talk? About three. Yeah.
I started to say probably about like hours, probably about three or four, and that's about it.
I might have five at the most, and a few post though. They'll post something every couple months. So I'm not. It's it's nothing new. You just learn to roll with it. That's why I don't spend a whole lot of time in my group anymore. I'll be honest, I don't. I'm not going to sit here.
I do roll with it, and I don't spend a lot of time in mine. I mean, if we come up with ideas, and if people want to, and I'll be totally honest with you, the only thing that upset me as far as our idea of the quilt, which actually I have to give all due credit to Brenda on that one, because that one was Brenda's idea, but I did love it. But the only thing that upset me about that was whenever it came back and somebody posted in there, "Oh, well, we have this group that does quilts, and we take them here and show them and do this and do that and do the other." And that really, I had to really bite my tongue on that situation.
I'd have just deleted the post.
No, you know, and the thing is, Wendy, it's just like I told you, that was your thing. You, and I'm not going to mention the person because I know who you're talking about, but, you know, you are not that person, you know, so if they want to start their little crying game, then that's fine. But, you know, there again, you got to do what you need to do, not what they want you to do.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I told Brenda, and I said, you know, if we get answers and responses back and people in the group are willing to do this and they want to kick in and do it, and it picks up, then we're more than willing to go forward with it. But we are not going to try to do something like we did with the mugs and beg people to send in letters or beg people to do whatever. We're just not going to do it.
No, I don't blame you.
If you want something done to get help, then get off your ass and do something about it. Otherwise, stop bitching.
That's right. Hey, I'm with you 100%. You don't have to worry about me. Brian knows right where I stand. I say it like it is, and I tell people to get up off their hind ends and help. I'm not doing it all by myself, and I'm not going to.
That's basically what I just did, and that's what I tell people all the time. You know,
hey, no big deal. I will say this: there is and people can get mad at me. Watch, I'll lose friends, but I'll gain 15 more back. People in this community can be absolutely ruthless.
Oh yeah, they
You're
can.
Exactly right. Oh yes.
Yeah, they're ruthless.
You've got. There, for the 10 ruthless people that we know of, there's 101 that are great people. So don't take us wrong there, people. That's not what we can do.
Sure.
Just a lot of people. No. And, you know.
Wendy, let me say this. I ain't going to mention this person's name. But I know who it is now. That's who I thought. Okay. They got no room.
Well, you notice I didn't mention any names.
Well, listen to this. Let me tell you something. Making a quilt for awareness and not getting rich off of it ain't no worse than making a song for awareness. Now, you people figure out who I'm talking about. I won't mention their names, but I'm not scared because let me tell you something. There's a few organizations out here that have really lit a fire under me. They have CRPS. Oh, and it's painful. But they can travel the world. I've asked that question, and they couldn't answer it. Well, we prepare for the trip. You cannot prepare for pain, period. You can't do it. And these people, they hear me, they listen to my show, and they better back off. They don't want to tangle with me. Now, that's all I got to say. People trying to do something to help raise awareness for a cause, and I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's one of the organizations I'm talking about or not, or an individual. It does not make any difference. Awareness is awareness. But if people are getting exactly. rich off of it, and people are living off of sick people, I will not tolerate. I will not support it, not one bit. And
I don't either, and that's one thing that makes my blood boil.
Oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. And I know a bunch of them that's doing it right now. And it just burns my ass. I'm not shy. I'm not Brian. Brian don't sit back and be Mr. Nice Guy. Not me. Not me. I'll bring it right straight out to you.
Brian might sound like he's just a nice guy, but I'll come around and get you where it hurts.
That's right.
Wow.
But no, I mean, what you're doing, you guys doing over there is a great thing. And listen, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be part of it. I wouldn't say anything. I would just remain quiet and not say anything, not try to support y'all or nothing else. I not only support you, I support a lot of individuals doing private things. I have a bunch of girls out in California that haven't been talking to me lately, so they must be mad at me, but it's okay. They'll get over it. But I support them when they do things. They tag me in their post and so forth and so on, raising awareness. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm not against right. anyone for raising awareness. I'm against raising awareness for money to live on. That's what I'm against. And it'll all come back and bite them in the ass. Trust me. It will.
Karma is a bitch.
Yes, it is. And it will come back and bite them. So I just leave it alone. They know not to involve me in their stuff because I won't do it. Absolutely will not do it. Took one person out of my group that I've been friends with for 3 or 4 years. All about her stuff. Nope, ain't happening. It ain't about your stuff. That's my group. My name's on it. My blood, sweat, and tears is in that group, along with a couple. No, I don't need them advertising their crap in my stuff. I'll take them out in a New York minute. Does not, and I won't bat an eye.
Well, the thing about the mugs, we got a major backlash from that whole situation.
Yeah. And that was that come from my friends from California. And I told them about it. Maybe that's why they don't talk to me.
It may be, I don't know. It
doesn't matter.
I'm still not real happy with it, but it's what it is.
I told them. I said, you seen the post I put in your group. Called it right
out. Yeah, I did. And I appreciate you that. Thank you.
You don't need to say that. You just don't need to. There's no sense. It's childish behavior. Grow up, people. Yeah. Grow up. That's how I feel. Hey, listen, I got to end the show, Wendy. Thank you so much for calling in, and all best right. of luck to you. If I can
Thanks,
help you,
guys.
You
I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. If I can help you, let me know, okay?
If y'all need anything, I will. And if y'all need anything, do the same, okay?
We got you, honey. We got you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, Brian, we're just about done, man. I'm sorry I went on my rant, but that stuff fires me up, brother.
Oh, no, no, you're fine. I know.
Woo, I'm fired up. Hey, I got to go drink a cold Mountain Dew, man, and relax. We're done.
All right. Take care, brother.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you Monday night, man.
All right. Bye.
Y'all have a good weekend. Good night.
You too. Good night.